From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Early today, North Korea said it successfully conducted a newly developed mid- to long-range missile test supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. Ken Goss, Director of International Affairs at the Center for Naval Analyses, on the international response.
The U.S. is definitely going to take the hard line, followed by Japan. Obviously, the Moon Jae-in administration's reaction will be very interesting to see whether he falls in line with that hard line or whether he looks to soften it. I suspect China will call for all sides to kind of calm down. Whether, if this thing comes to the Security Council, what the Russia and China vote will be, it will be fairly interesting to watch.
United Nations Security Council set to hold an emergency session Tuesday after the U.S., Japan, and South Korea requested a special meeting. Cyber attack that's already taken over computers in 150 countries could spread further today as people return for the start of a new work week and use computers that might not have been updated. Cybersecurity specialist Cedric Layton.
This is the biggest ransomware attack that has occurred really ever on the face of the earth. So what you're dealing with here is an unprecedented cyber attack.
So far, there has been no progress reported in efforts to determine who launched the ransomware plot. World Health Organization has confirmed a second case of the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo following an earlier outbreak last month that killed at least three people. They are believed to have been the first cases since an epidemic ravaged portions of West Africa in 2014 that left more than 11,000 dead. This is VOA News. At least 1,500 Syrian rebels, their families as well, abandoned another long-held district just outside of the capital, Damascus, as the army of President Bashar al-Assad and its allies are pushing to seize control of Damascus and surrounding areas for the first time in nearly 5 years. As civil war raged near the capital, Kurdish-led Syrian forces far to the north pressed a separate offensive against Islamic State militant extremists just outside the de facto IS capital, Raqqa. Newly inaugurated French President Emmanuel Macron says the time of division in France is over.
Aujourd'hui, mesdames et messieurs, le temps est venu pour la France de se...
He said the country must rise to the contemporary crises of migration, climate change, the excesses of capitalism, authoritarian abuse, and terrorism. The former investment banker and economy minister at age 39 is the youngest French leader of the Fifth Republic. He faces his first test in June when parliamentary elections are held. Macron needs a majority to pass a series of reforms. He will be making his first visit abroad later today when he goes to Germany to meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And Chancellor Merkel's party defeated their center-left rivals in a key state election in the country's most populous region. Exit polls showing Merkel's Christian Democratic Union with a strong surge of support in the North Rhine-Westphalia, home state and traditional stronghold of her chief rival, Social Democrat Martin Schulz, who was challenging the German leader in the national election in late September. Search is underway here in the United States for a new director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation after President Trump fired James Comey last week. Mr. Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One a new director will be found soon.
I think the process is going to go quickly because almost all of them are very well known. You know, they've been vetted over their lifetime, but very well known, highly respected, really talented people. And that's what we want for the FBI.
Administration has interviewed at least eight candidates so far for the job. China's factory output and fixed asset investment growth slipped more than expected in April, adding to signs momentum in the world's second biggest economy is slowing from a strong start in the first quarter. The soft activity data combined with weak manufacturing sector growth and slowing producer price inflation reinforced analysts' view that China's economic expansion remains solid but is starting to taper off. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.